August of 63. Another sidewalk cafe that I had come to frequent quite a bit, and the waiters there got to know me a little bit and things like that, you know. Well, it turns out that these obviously American college girls came up from the metro station, you know. And then all of a sudden there's this perfect sidewalk cafe, you know, this obviously their first night in gay bird, you know.
Yeah.
And so at that time that I had only a little scruffy beard and things like that, and I was kind of travel weary and dusty and everything like that. It was the funniest thing on earth. But the waiter at the restaurant, I feel like, well, anyway, that he saw these girls, he knew that I'd be interested. So he comes over to my table, pulls out a couple of chairs, and beckons to us, sit down. And then I immediately get up, you know, and offer to ask, sit down, silver plate. You know, acting like I could not speak a word of English, and I just pick up, sit down, from him, sit down, sit down. And then, per the conversation, he says, well, what do you think? I said, well, I don't know, you know, he looks kind of scruffy looking. said, well, I don't know, let's do it. You know, it's our first night in Paris. I thought, oh boy, you know, the first night in Paris, you know, just like we're meeting a Frenchman around our age, you know, our very first night here. And I said, I don't know, though, you know, the debate going on. Finally, I said, would you girls please have a seat, that I am from Augusta, Georgia, and I speak almost as good English as y'all do. What could they do? They had to sit down.
That's funny. Okay. Let me see. Well, the past tense of that, the past tense is sit.
Sat.
Okay, and the participle I have.
Sat.
Okay. Let me see. If those, I want to use that story, but I can't look it in. Let me see. If you want, if you're sitting at a table and you're eating sort of family style,
mm-hmm.
You don't want somebody to wait until something's passed to them. You might say, well, just go ahead and
Have some potatoes.
Okay. Okay. And if somebody takes you up on that, he would go ahead and what?
Oh, chances are he wouldn't. He'd say, no, go ahead.
Okay. You ever use the phrase, help himself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's another one. Take two and butter them while they're hot.
Okay. The past tense of help is?
Helped.
Okay. And if you want to turn something down when something's been offered to you, at the
table, no thank you.
Say no thank you. Okay. Okay. Would you use that same phrase when you're talking to, let's say, to your family? Is that what you would use
mm-hmm.
then? What about if it were intimate friends?
Mm, I think it'd be the same.
Okay. What about if it were strangers?
Again, I think it'd be the same.
Okay. Let me see. Food that's cooked a second time, that you had yesterday, you cooked a second time, you're eating again, you call that?
Oh, warmed up leftovers.
Okay. And let me see. And then you, when you put food in your mouth, you begin to what?
Masticate it.
That's not the common term.
Chew it.
Okay. Okay. Now we've already mentioned if you take cornmeal and you warm it up with milk or water, you call that what?
Oh, mush.
Mush. Okay. You ever hear that called anything else?
I can't think of any offhand. Like what?
Cush.